Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, John on the email. The difference between passing out and falling asleep is whether or not you have your shoes on.
I could pass out without shoes off.
Yeah.
You know? Leave your shoes on, you passed out.
I passed out with shoes on before, too. But
what if you got drunk without shoes on the
whole
time?
Shoes are not on. When I'm in the house, my shoes are not on, you know. Yeah. So I'm just laying around.
Yeah. I'm shoeless around the house.
Although, Ginsanity, there are shoes on those upturned feet. So
you're walking outside once in a while doing Ginsanity, right? That's why you're shoeless.
I must have been.
Don't ask him details about that night. He doesn't know.
Or I might
shoeless Todd. I love that guy.
The slippers. Did I have the house shoes on?
It's a legend.
They look like slippers.
Yeah, it was probably house shoes.
Yeah, I got a pair of Uggs house shoes, as Wilbon likes to call them.
If your wife's listening, just reshare that. We'll send it out there again. You know.
Oh, it'll come up in her memories, and it'll get shared every year. We
your
don't need
Ginsanity photos. Have you ever seen
tradition.
That? Jason, you ever seen a Ginsanity photo?
I have not.
He's top of his own stairs, and he's got a split-level house.
Here, I have it saved in my favorites here. Yeah, hold on. I'll send it over to you.
Send it to Jason there. Yeah. It's Todd's Ginsanity photo.
All right, a day that will live in infamy.
Yep.
A Virginia woman. Her name is Samantha Hart. She has started, according to this, a vigorous online conversation about the challenges of having a name like hers, because whenever she goes to work, you get assigned a company email, and generally the formula is the employer.
Jason's looking at it now. Sorry, man. Just revel in that photo real quickly. What do you think of that, Jason?
It looks like a dead body.
Because it pretty much is.
You guys want to see a dead body?
Right. All right, this woman, the common formula for company emails is first initial, last name.
That's true.
Her name is Samantha Hart.
What's that spell, Todd?
Nice.
S Hart or Shart.
Shart.
At company.com.
H-A-R-T was the Hart spelling version?
Yep.
So it's, oh, wow.
Shart at charmin.com.
Right.
I'd reply all to Shart all the time just to add her to that. Yeah.
And she's heard from people who have similar problems, like Sue Hartlove.
Nice.
S.
Shartlove.
Shartlove.
Okay. Yeah. I got it.
Peter Hart.
Her name's Shartlove?
Yeah. Hartlove is her last name.
Okay.
And Sue is her first name.
And Peter Hart would be Fart.
Fart with a P-H.
Fart with a P-H, man.
Patrick Ecker.
Pecker!
And
that
Mike
stuck to the tape.
Canis, C-A-N-U-S. So he becomes MC Anus.
That was Nick's rap name, man.
He spun at 16.
I would lean into Pecker, man.
And he has.
You know my email address, Pecker, right? You could say that to anybody and not get charged with sexual harassment around the building.
Yeah, your email?
You go in.
Pecker, yellowpages.com.
Yeah, you tell any woman on the floor, hey, make sure you email me that. You know what my email is, right? It's Pecker.
Pecker.
All right. And she can report you and say, no, that's his email, man. We got to change it, you know.
I'm surprised they don't let those people just use their first name.
Yeah, it's just an email address, right? Yeah.
And make an exception.
They must have a formula.
I'm sticking with Pecker, though. Yeah. I'm not even changing it.
Wait, because that's funny. Inside the office, that's funny. But if, like, you know, if you have to give somebody your email in a professional situation,
Like, that's true, too. And also, listen to Nick being all serious here.
I'm Shart at middlemanagement.com.
We should hire Shart. I'm looking at Pecker. All right.
So how do you choose?
Yeah, especially if you're applying for another job somewhere else with the same email address, you know. Yeah.
Look at Nick speaking for the management side of it. I know. Well, we can't do that. That's well,
Nick
unprofessional.
Nick was almost middle management.
Well, I'll be regional manager someday. Yeah.
So they
I think you got to go with Pecker. Shart's a little best.
Welcome aboard, Tom Itties. Here's your new email address.
Tom Itties.
IDDIS.
Did you write that down last night? Did you figure that out last night? Did you write that down last night?
No, I bounced it around in my head, so I'm spelling in my head.
Okay.
And I'm trying to edit at the same time.
There's so many itties out there. It's a last name. Yeah. So common, right? Yeah.
So is Uck.
Yeah.
Fred Uck. Yeah.
Nice.
What's your email address?
Yeah. There has to be a threshold where they would change that. And I think
you would think.
I think Tom Fred Itties. Uck would be the threshold where they go, well, let's go Fred .uck at company name.
Yeah, yeah, we let Fred Pecker you. Pass, you know. Yeah.
Larry,
you gotta let Pecker pass.
Ick my balls.
I know a guy.
That's
his last
a popular name's surname.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of ick my balls. Yeah, there's a,
I think it's
family.
German.
That's
pretty
a
sure.
It's family and back when I went to college. Yeah, yeah. It's Pennsylvania Dutch, the ick my balls, right? I knew Checky ick my balls, but off the SMU,
that guy doesn't have an email.
Yeah. Larry, ick my balls. That's actually funny. Yeah, yeah. I would join that company and then illegally change my name to get an email like that. Yeah. It's like, well, like my balls is my email address. You want to send that to me? And the ladies would complain and say, well, I'm sorry, ladies.
I'm sorry, what? I'm
sorry, man. You know my email address, right?
It's my company-issued email.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, unless the rules. If they let me use the full version of my name in my email address, it would, you know.
Yeah, you're just a big pussy, and you can't do that, right?
No, you know, it's
B.
It's Big P big, at TNT Radio Empire.
It's just Big P. Yeah. I know. I love that.
Well, but big pile of genitalia.
But there was a point many years ago where our good friend Wex.
What was your email address?
Well, it wasn't the address. It was my signature in the email.
Oh, what'd you write?
It said, you know, big pussy. Right. And he's like, could you shorten that up? For your company corporate email.
Is that how that started? Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, but I thought it was okay. I'll put it that. That's the full name. That's my air name.
What do they call that when you...
He's like, why don't you shorten that up?
Name?
And you couldn't just go to with puss. We just say puss around here anymore, but to be just, puss.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even like that one.
But he had to reply to me and go, why don't you take a little bit of that? Lose those last four letters, will you?
Send all of your complaints to lick my balls at Yahoo.
Yeah, this is an old friend of ours. Used to play for the Huskers back in the day. We've known him for a long, long time. People with funny names should be freedom to change their name to anything they want in an email address. That's all. Signed, Doug Seaman.
Well,
he's D. Seaman.
Did you see the link somebody sent us? This is not somebody that is
Doug,
listening.
Love you, man. Thanks for listening. Hope everything's going good with you, man.
But a screenshot from some a girl who was filling out her stuff for, it looks like a college, CWU.edu, but her name is Megan Finger. And their formula was last name, first two letters of first name at CWU.edu. So she is Finger, and her name is Megan. They use the first two.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Blaster.
No.
That's not a common last name either, Blaster.
No.
No, yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I can't even read this one because it's obviously a racial slur.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What? But this, I don't know if it's a real woman. She's on Twitter.
Apparently, we're taking
her name
some
is Danny, oh. D-A-N-I, and then G's your middle name, and German's her last name.
Oh, my God.
And oh, wow.
They just spell it out, at. That's just her Twitter handle.
Oh. Yeah, at Danny. There. You can't say it, man.
Sweet Jesus.
Duh, yeah.
That's not okay.
Duh, N-bomb man. You're right, that's bitch. Oh, I could say that.
You know what? No.
Is that a real person?
I'm gonna change it.
That's making me wonder.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but who we talked to recently? Don't we have a friend that has the 3 K's in their thing, not realizing it?
No, that was some. That was the woman that had sex with 300 people one year.
Yeah,
yeah, she have a KKK.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got 3 K's right in the middle there.
Right, because her first name ended in a K, and her middle initial was a K, and her last name started with a K, so it was a KKK somewhere in the middle.
If this Danny chick's real and she wrote that down and didn't figure it out, she's also stupid. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to change something up there.
All right. All right. Yeah. I know who told me that. D. Seaman told me that. The Seaman, yeah. You wrote in, Doug. Sorry, man. It's gonna...
The Seaman or D. Seaman?
It's D. Seaman. Doug Seaman.
I can't imagine what that guy's been through his entire life.
A lot of semen.
Yeah.
You know?
He's got stories, man.
I'm sure.
He's got stories.
The jokes write themselves at times, you know? Yeah.
That's what Central's field is called, is Seaman Stadium.
Is it Seaman Stadium?
Yeah.
After what player?
Slick?
Was it an old player? Was it
slippery. I think he
some
was
a big guy at the high school for years or what?
I think he was a graduate in like World War II hero kind of deal.
Seaman Stadium.
All Seaman. Right. Yeah.
I like Seaman Field. Even better, man.
You love it.
Oh, yeah. Sliding out of bounds.
See you on the Seaman Field. All right. Okay. I'm sure we got a few of these coming in, actually. Yeah. I love that. I like, what is it? Ick my balls? Okay. Ick my. Shaky ick my balls. That's right. Shaky. Hey.
Jinx.
TJ Miller joins us today in case you missed that. He's on the podcast. He talks about a lot of cool things, including a movie he's writing now with a buddy is involving Santa. You got to hear that. And he denies actually walking around in his underwear. Mm-hmm. In case you heard our interview with
Jerry O'Connell
the other day. O'Connell said that he
had no reason to believe Jerry O'Connell was lying.
No, but, that was innocent. Yeah. He didn't hate. He loves TJ.
TJ tried to set us straight there.
Right. Yeah.
That
by pretty much admitting it. Right.
Jerry O'Connell telling him to please strip down to your underwear.
Right.
Did you guys catch the like half a nightmare story I sent you this morning about the dude who got trapped in the vault?
You know, first of all, I love the movie Inside Man with Clive Owen and. And Denzel Washington.
Yeah, Denzel.
And it's a great movie. But the guy stays in the vault, spoiler alert, stays in the vault for a reason, that's all I'll say. But this guy, how'd he get trapped into a vault unless he's the bank manager?
Well, this guy was a customer. He was
He was in there getting the safe deposit box.
He was getting in a safe deposit box. This is at the World Diamond Tower, Fifth Avenue, New York. Right. And at 8:45 Tuesday night... the door closed and locked, and it's so a time lock.
It probably just does it automatically, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, they take it out for you, and then they leave you alone, so you can get your stuff by yourself. Okay,
yep.
Yeah.
And don't bother to check to see if anybody's back there before it automatically closes.
Once it's closed, it's on a timing mechanism. The vault does not reopen until a certain amount of time passes, and this guy had to spend the night in the vault.
It sounded like they were ready to dynamite him out.
Well, they said firefighters came in and
they tried.
They started cutting into the wall, and then they got to the steel plating of the vault itself, and they said if we do that, if to try to get through that, they would have had to use torches. And at that point, they were worried about the environment inside for the guy.
Plus, you compromised the structure, too.
Well, yeah, you got to replace the vault at that point.
There's no way they have a code where they're like, oh, you can open the...
That's an extra crazy thing.
I guess not.
Yeah.
It's probably a theft deterrent thing, you know.
How old was this guy?
It doesn't say.
If you're a young dude, it would suck because I'm sure he's not keeping snacks in his safety deposit box.
First of all, you're
gonna be hungry.
You have no water. The food you can get away with, but nothing to wet your beak, man.
Was he just gonna be in there until the morning?
Yeah, 6:45 the next morning.
Yeah, he could
reopen.
How long was that guy?
But think about if you're an older guy, Nick, you're right. I mean, just no
the
water.
Age is,
you're going to think about water then all night.
Well, and you might have to, depending on how what you'd eaten the day of the locking
poop,
in, you might have to drop a deuce in the corner of the
I'm
ball.
I'm dropping a deuce right back into my box and shoving it back into the wall.
Where
you guys
are your
deal
socks?
With this, man. Right.
Yeah.
Where are
guess
your
I'll
socks?
Just take my birth certificate home.
Apparently, there was a phone inside the vault that communicated to the outside, and they had cameras in there, so they could see him and they could talk to him all night.
I'm getting thirsty thinking about this. I don't know why. I just think that's what I'm worried about. You know, and pooping, obviously. But
how long was the dude trapped in the funny bone? Colleen told the story years ago.
Oh, yeah.
There was a 14. Guy at the old funny bone that passed out in the bathroom, and they locked the place up, and I guess
it was like 2 or 3 in the morning?
Motion sensors figured out somebody was inside the funny bone.
Middle of the night.
Yeah, she got a call in the middle of the night, and you had to go let the guy out.
Yeah, but that guy had alcohol and food at his disposal. At least alcohol. The food was at the other bar.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. That says that the man was treated on the scene by EMS and released with no injuries, so he is fine, but he did spend an entire night in the vault.
I'm not going to feel bad about taking a dump in the corner, though. Like, hey, man.
I'm not either.
You clean that up.
And you tell me, Jason, you might have, but they said with the torches, they, you know, I'm assuming that some of the gas and things that they use.
That's what I wondered if that's going to be filling up in there.
Yeah.
And then also how much oxygen is in there. I don't know.
It's probably a fairly sizable vault at some place on Fifth Avenue in New York City.
Yeah.
Just full of farts.
Doug just leans into this stuff now, basically. That's what he's been doing for years because he's not a younger guy now. My dad is originally from the New York City area, and if you go to the middle of Long Island, it's blanketed in semen. You can't go across the street without running to semen somewhere. Okay, so basically he's just relating into it at that point, yeah. Still need an email from Ick My Balls, you know, if you're Ick My Balls family.
Larry?
Don't say my name. I worked with a woman. Name started with an S. Last name Slammy, L-A-M-M-E.
Slammy.
Slam me. Slam me.
At whatever.com or whatever.net.
It's Cox. She used a Cox email
address.
Good. Put that out there.
Even funnier.
Slammy at Cox.net. Yeah, slammy at Cox.net. There it is.
Hey.
Right. She just leaned into that one, too, by the way. You know my email address, right? Slam me.
That would suck for somebody who just wanted to get railed. And that email's taken.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.